Hello and welcome to Lifetime Uncorked, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I am your host, Patrick Serrano, and my guests today are...
I am Drew Current.
And I'm Rebecca.
Yeah.
Rebecca.
Oh, I thought we were chanting.
Rebecca, yeah.
I'm back.
That. I wrote that.
Back again, kicking off our Christmas season. It's finally here.
Oh, man, early.
And I mean, our Christmas season's finally here. Yeah. Our listeners have been waiting. We are back in time in October.
Yeah.
And it's way too early.
It is not even Halloween yet.
Correct.
No. And we have...
When we're recording this.
I've watched 5 Christmas movies so far this year. Well, if you count the Christmas in July one, 6.
Jeez.
I told somebody I was watching Christmas movies yesterday, and she was like, but...
But how?
Like,
but
like I'm from the future, and yes. They're really pushing it with the timeline. I mean, they push it every year back, like a few, you know,
Yeah, it's
a
always like
weeks.
A little bit.
But this...
Well, they try to compete with each other, right? Like, Lifetime...
Lifetime's doing 24/7 Christmas movies.
Oh, my God.
Until Christmas.
That is... That, I mean, it's...
But they also have the Lifetime Movie Network, which is doing the cheerleader murders and all that stuff. Mm, so you get your spooky Halloween time. It's called Shocktober.
Yeah.
And then the Christmassy time for the people who want that. So I kind of feel like Lifetime's got a little bit better of a strategy here.
Well, they definitely did a better job of like scheduling their movie like ahead of time.
Yeah.
Than I feel like Hallmark.
Right. So, yes, we are here. It's happening.
Yeah.
Business at the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're very close to 200 reviews on the podcast.
Yeah.
So we would love to get there as a Christmas present to ourselves.
Yes, please.
So write a review. And if you've already written a review, get your significant other to write a review, or while you're hanging out with the fam, you know.
Get everybody to write reviews.
Yeah. Everyone has a phone.
They haven't listened? Great. Yeah. It's fine. Just write a review.
And all we require is emojis. So you don't. That's it.
You don't have to actually write anything. You can just do emojis.
There's a ton of them in there that is just emojis.
And we had one person put every emoji in, and we thank them very much.
Oh, amazing.
I think every single emoji.
Every single emoji.
That you can use.
Good Lord.
Was it?
Yeah.
Props to you.
So
I
know who you are.
Hell yeah.
All right. So we're kicking off the season. We watched these together, Rebecca and I.
We did. It was a good time.
It was, you know, and we just kind of like kick back. Actually, we were kind of crunched for time, so we were like fast forwarding like a motherfucker through these. You're like, okay, got it.
Yeah.
But you know, this is what you do when you have an October Christmas movie,
right?
Yeah, because I mean, you know, I love Christmas.
Me too.
Don't get me wrong, I love that Christmas time, but like, I also love my Halloween time, and that's kind of... this is kind of infringing a little bit on it.
Sure. Sure.
So
I don't really care about Halloween. So, I mean, as far as the time of it, I don't care. But it just seems like too long of Christmas. Now Christmas isn't special.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
In my opinion. Okay. So we are talking about today, A Merry Christmas Match.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's from the Hallmark Movies and Mystery Channel, and it stars Ashley Newborough? Kyle Dean Macy, and Lindsay Gort.
Lindsay Gort.
Correct.
Lindsay Gort.
That's... Is she Jillian?
I think, yes.
Oh, okay. The blonde one?
Yeah.
Great.
So there's a blonde, there's a brunette. That's all you need to know, Drew.
Great.
That's all you need to know.
Thank you for listening to
And that's the episode. But no, so we start off. We have a girl. Her name is Corey, okay? And Corey... her mom, like, inherited an antique store from the dad who's passed away.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So they're keeping the store alive in memory of the dad, and it's like, you know, their biggest thing in life.
Are we in a...
small town?
Small town, of course. Okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's like what do they call it? Santa's favorite last stop in the snow or something.
Yeah, because it's like on the way to like skiing.
Yeah.
It's like a town at the base of like a mountain.
Okay.
So people pass through the town, but no one actually ever stops there.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
And Corey, she like loves this town. She literally, the first shot of her we get, she stops in the camera frame, smells the fresh air, practically spins around like Maria von Trapp, and then goes into the antique store. You know?
This is a thing that... she just does this every day then.
She must.
Her whole life.
She must.
Every day. What a great existence. Yeah.
Yes. And then we have Ryder. He lives in L.A., okay?
And could absolutely be a serial killer.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if this was a Lifetime movie, he would be, like, stalking her. Mm-hmm. He would be, like, you know, in her antique store.
Watching through the window with his piercing eyes.
Exactly. Yes. Yep. Very scary. Just one little twist, and that's all it takes.
One little tiny thing. Yep. Actually, just it being a Lifetime movie would be the change.
That's the only thing it needs. Yeah.
So Ryder is his name. He lives in the city, L.A. He drinks out of empty coffee cups because he's like sloshing that around. He has a hot POC assistant whose styling was amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, she had the best costumes.
Best.
And she was in like best. Two scenes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
She just pop in and be like, hello, here I am. I should like be higher on the call sheet, but whatever.
Okay, bye. Still getting paid. Bye.
Yeah. So he is recently been named Ryder, the hottest bachelor in the city.
Boop, boop. Oh, in that town?
No, in L.A. He's from an actual city.
All of L.A. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
I know. People. And he has this little picture. He has a website. Mm-hmm. And the picture's pretty decent. He doesn't look like a murderer there.
Doesn't look like a murderer.
But then, you know, in real life, he does.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because his headshot, I would say he's a very good-looking man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I think. He's photogenic.
Yeah.
But in moving camera, but something off about him.
Okay.
So we have Jillian. She's the blonde, okay? Corey's the brunette.
Mm-hmm.
Jillian is an actress, like celebrity. She's in some type of like super, I think they say a superhero, all female superhero group.
Great.
Yeah.
Which sounds like something that you would like.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And she's back in town for the holidays and she immediately is like, Corey, why are you single? You need a man. What, you going to get a man?
And also, come to L.A.
Come to L.A. L.A. is fun.
What do you... What?
And the other thing about Jillian, she was named the hottest bachelorette. So the website posted the two photos.
Mm-hmm.
So Ryder was the hottest bachelor, and Jillian was the hottest bachelorette.
Right.
Okay.
And they're going to do a photo shoot for like a calendar or something.
Great.
Right.
Because it's L.A., you know.
Yep.
That's what they do.
That's what people do.
It was very much like someone who knows nothing about LA is just like, whatever. They have calendars. They're bachelorette. That's a thing, right?
Because people buy calendars still.
No.
I know.
No way.
I know. No. I was being sarcastic.
Oh.
I was joking.
So Jillian is like very set on getting Corey a man. And Corey's just like, I just want to live in this town and work at the antique store. So she's working at the antique store. And I think he just shows up, right?
Yeah. So they're on their way to the ski trip. It's Ryder and Davey.
Davey.
Who is Jillian's boyfriend, but they don't know that yet.
Right.
Spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
Ryder is like, pull over, it's an antique store. And Davey was like, you're a grandpa, but nobody knows it. And that was supposed to be a joke.
Yeah.
Oh,
it did not play well on camera either.
No.
And like,
oh no.
Also,
no.
It's jokes. Like, you know, we're like bros, Drew? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we're like bros.
Yeah, we're bro hands.
So like, I feel like bros stop at antique stores on their way to go skiing. It's just like a bro thing to do.
That's what we do.
Right. Yeah. Except Ryder was the only one that went inside.
I know. And the other guy just sat in the car. But, you know, it wouldn't be romantic if they both went in.
Yeah, right.
So Corey's, like, shutting down shop, and she's, like, I don't know, somewhere in the back, and Ryder's, like, touching everything and looking at all the antiques. Mm-hmm. And he picks up, like, I don't know, a clock or something.
A haunted clock!
Sure. You would think, because it's October.
Dang it.
But Corey, like, comes around the corner, or somehow she's... spooks him, and he gets so scared.
He, like, falls into a chair.
Yeah.
And then the chair breaks.
He breaks a chair. And she's like, you break, you buy.
No, she didn't, though.
She didn't.
He offered to pay for it, and she was like, no, it's okay.
Yeah, just get out of my store. I'm closing.
It's a $500 antique chair.
Yeah.
Well.
Give me $500, and I will not call the police.
Wait for it.
Okay.
Yeah, because then he goes up to the counter. She's like trying to close up. And we didn't say that the mom before, like he came into the store, was like, look at this website with this handsome man. And then she like leaves. She's like, you should date a man.
You should have a man and this man.
Yes.
Yeah. Find this one.
Go for this guy.
And then he just shows up and she's like, oh my God, it's a guy. Mm-hmm. And as she's like at her at the register, she like looks at the website's up and she's like, picture man, picture man.
How many times does she look?
Probably about seven.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just to make sure.
Yeah.
And she's like talking to him. They're like making small talk and they're kind of like flirty, but also like negging a little bit.
Yeah. It was not.
Because he's like, your town's so cute. What a shithole, though.
Yeah, it was not polite flirting.
Yeah, and she's like, haha, you're ugly and you're a murderer.
Again, I wish.
That's right.
That's pretty hardcore. That's a hardcore comeback on that one. She's like, this town's a shithole. Well, you're a fucking pedophile.
Right.
Whoa.
Whoa, where did that come from? Merry Christmas to you, too.
Okay, Merry Christmas, Jesus.
So,
movie over.
I was just kind of trying to flirt with you, lady.
Right. Ryder has a clock, and he puts the clock on the thing, and she's like, this clock was on the shelf that says, do not for sale. Like, can you read? And he's like, oh, well, tell me why it's not for sale. And she's like, I don't have to. It's my store. Yeah. Like, really, she's just like, no.
No.
It's like, that sign is reason enough. It's on, it says, do not sell.
Yeah.
Are you sure this is a Lifetime?
Right? Okay. And he's like, well, I can fix it. Just let me try to fix it. I'll give you $100 for the clock. And she's like,
and an extra 50 for the chair.
Yeah.
Oh, a 50.
She's like, it's a priceless clock. I don't want to give it to you. No. And he's like, how about 500? So he does 500.
Oh, he gives her $500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he gives her 400 for the clock and an extra 100 for the chair.
Okay.
Right. And he's like, you know that chair is worthless. And she's like, ha, it is. It's worthless. You got me.
We got the $500.
Yeah, we got it. I called it.
It sets up their relationship being like antagonistic, but also like kind of sexy.
All right.
Well,
a little bit.
As sexy as Hallmark can get.
I mean, exactly. She called him a pedophile, so I don't know.
One thing I forgot to mention, Ryder was supposed to go to Temecula, because that's near LA, with this woman named Victoria. And Victoria has red hair. Right.
Oh.
Just to keep everyone different hair colors, we got a brunette, a blonde, and a redhead.
We got to get all the colors.
Got to have them. All the colors of hair.
That's the beginning of a bad joke.
Right?
Or the beginning of a bad Hallmark movie.
There you go.
Or a beginning of a great joke.
Oh, boy. So, Victoria is like in love with Ryder, but he's not in love with her.
Okay.
And she does not understand that they're not dating.
So, this Victoria person.
She thinks they're dating.
Yeah, she just like popped into his place and was like, I'm ready to go to wine country. And he was like,
She like has her bags packed. She's like, you know.
Was that the trip?
No, he's like, we're going skiing. Me and whatever, Dylan.
Davey.
I don't know. Me and Davey, we're going skiing and you can't come with us. And she's like, oh, that's fine.
But obviously it was not fine.
What? Like what?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a plan? That would be a planned thing, right?
Oh, yeah, going to Temecula, for sure.
Going to wine country?
No, he's just like, oh, we'll do it another time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the next day, at brunch.
Because it's either fucked up on his part, and he planned it, and he's like, never mind.
Yes, it is. We'll get to it.
She's
we'll
fucking
get to
psycho,
it.
And was just like, let's go to wine country. I have my bags back. What? No, I told you I'm going skiing with my friend.
It could be a little bit of both. It could be a little bit of both. So, they're at breakfast, Jillian and Corey, and she's like, you should move to LA. It's going to be great. I live in LA, and look how pretty I am. I'm wearing a poncho.
Yeah.
And
she's got a point.
All of a sudden, Davey and Ryder show up, and she's like, oh, hey, babe, and because she's dating Davey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Corey's like, oh, great, this guy from the shop is here, too, because they're friends.
Oh.
And okay. Jillian and Dave are like, oh, you two know each other? That's so weird. And they sit down for breakfast, and it's like super awkward.
Yeah, like they won't even look at each other, really.
Why?
I don't know. I guess like she got really offended by, you know, his $500 offer, and I don't know.
She took it, right?
She did take it.
He also called her store pretty decent, and someone called my cat decently cute, so... And we're no longer friends. So, like, I get it.
I get it. Right. Yeah. If someone called my cat kind of cute, I'd be like, fuck you.
Correct. So like, fuck yourself. To call her store pretty decent.
Yeah.
I wouldn't look at him either.
But somehow.
Well, was he trying like what's that?
What's negging.
That? Negging, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
What's like, that guy? What was that guy called?
Hmm?
That guy's name who like started that
who created it? Oh.
Just garbage. Just
I
trash.
Can't remember his name, but I know who you're talking about. Like,
or it's like Mr.
I want to say Topher Grace, but it's not Topher Grace.
Like Mr. Fuck.
Like Tucker. Mountain. Tucker Max. Is it Tucker Max?
I don't know. Something like that.
I don't know. Anyway, so after the breakfast,
Captain
like
fuck.
nothing really happens, but
yeah.
They, Ryder and what's her name? Corey. They walk around town. They're like drinking coffee with candy canes in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah.
But like the candy canes are in the part where you drink out of. So they're just like licking a candy cane in a coffee cup.
And it's not like the candy canes are straws.
No. They're fully like they're, obstructing the way you yeah. drink the drink.
So far, this movie is written by an alien.
Yeah.
Like someone who
totally.
Doesn't understand. Like
totally.
They've just seen pictures of humans and how yeah. they interact with each other. Yeah. And then they're like, let's make a human movie.
Correct. Yes. And as they're like walking around, they have like banter and stuff. And Corey tells, what's his name? Ryder. Oh
yeah.
my God, I'm having a hard time remembering
is
the
this
names.
About the stars?
Well, yes, but before the stars, she's like, hey, did you know all of Santa's reindeers are female?
Oh yeah.
And he's like, no, they're not. They have antlers. And she's like, actually, that's a myth. Like, all reindeers have antlers, mm-hmm. and like the ones, some of them fall off for, I guess, the men, but the females always stay on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm like, cool, never knew that. And he's like, noted. And then they see the stars. Take yes. it away. Take it away, so, stars.
First of all,
and you're up.
My one question for this entire scene was, why are they even spending time together?
They
should not have been anywhere near each other.
They go from hating each other to this.
Yeah, so they're just wandering around town. They talk about reindeer, and then she stops and is like, look at the stars. And he's like, yeah, there aren't that many stars in LA. And she makes some bad pun about movie stars.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then
as she should.
Correct. And she points to the two at the bottom of that constellation. She doesn't say which one, just that one. And she says,
the aliens don't want us to know.
Oh, maybe.
Right, because that's where they are.
So right now, from here on out, I absolutely 100% believe that aliens made this movie.
Okay, they might have.
So
okay.
I'm going forward with that. So just know that.
I support that. Mm-hmm. Because she says, those are our two stars. And then there's a shooting star that goes right between the two normal stars.
Yep.
And he goes, that was mine. And she was like, how do you know? And he said, because mine crossed yours.
Oh my fucking God.
Yeah. Yeah. So now they're in love, right?
Yep.
And then
just
they,
like that.
Yeah.
Just like that, they're in love.
Boom, boom. Wham, bam. That's it.
So
that's
they have a mini fight because we're still in the like first 20 minutes of the movie. They have a little fight because he's like, why don't you sell your antique store? You have a lot of junk in there that would make money, so you should just sell it. And she's like, it was my dad's. How could you?
No.
Yeah, she runs away. Wow. And then Jillian's like, you really offended her because her dad died?
Yeah.
Like in the antique store, like he fell through the floorboards and his body's decaying.
Under the antique store. His body is one of the antiques.
Right. Surprise.
Her dad is missing and murdered.
No, that's Lifetime. That's Lifetime.
Yeah.
To bring them back together, she sings Oh Holy Night or Holy Night. What's that song called? Oh Holy Night?
Sure. Oh Holy Night.
I think because they're at
Holy Night.
So yeah, because they're at the arts center where Corey works.
She's a director
for terrifying child actors.
Mm-hmm.
Corey is a director. I think all children are terrifying.
Oh yeah.
Oh, especially actors. When they're singing. I'm gonna like look for a thing.
Oh, children, the sound.
Yeah.
Like if you want to scare me, here's how you scare me.
What?
You like subtly play sounds of like children playing. In the background, like I'll be like, this is not, nope.
That's yeah.
Nope. I'm like this Blair Witch stuff.
Yes.
It's give me a break.
But the you know, the song works, brings them back together. They're like about to kiss.
Okay. And then
their friend Mindy comes and she like, oh, hey, Mindy. Guys.
Ugh, Mindy.
Should we talk about Mindy for a minute?
Get out of here, Mindy.
I love Mindy.
Mindy's from Glee. She's like, in Glee.
Ashley Fink.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's like a comedic actress. You can totally tell. She's very funny. But like, she kind of worked perfectly for a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
As like the friend trope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was just popping in being like, hey, that guy's really hot. You should date him. What's wrong with you? Uh-huh. I'll date him if you don't want to.
And then Jillian starts singing again. And she like, Mindy like puts her head on Ryder's shoulder. And he like kind of looks at her, but is like, all right, this is fine.
Okay.
Right?
God.
Yes.
Okay.
So Ryder has to go back to the city. He's been there for 2 days. And, you know, that's way too long. It's like the weekend. Mm-hmm. But before he goes, he stops by the antique store. And he's like, I heard your dad's in the basement. Can I go look? No. He's like, Corey, you should come to L.A. with me.
See, this is like, this is why. So watching a Christmas movie before Halloween, I turn everything into something fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, can we rewrite this as a Halloween movie?
Totally,
we should.
That'd
be so much better.
So much better. So mysterious. Yeah. But no, he's just like, come to L.A. with me. L.A.'s great. And she's like, you know what? I can't leave my store, but you're the second person to tell me to come to L.A., so I might consider it.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That's all it really takes. Yeah. It's two people to tell me where to go.
Yes. Nice. And also, you know, women never leave their hometowns in Hallmark movies, so if she did leave, it'd be very shocking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So later, Corey gets a box in the mail, mm-hmm. and it's a reindeer necklace. Ryder sent Corey a reindeer necklace, mm-hmm. because he's listening. He remembers that the reindeers are whatever, and she's like, oh, my God, I'm so touched. And she's like, I am definitely going to L.A. now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there he bought her jewelry, and then it worked.
That's easy.
She like, calls Jillian. She's like, all right, let's go. They go to L.A. They're, like, shooting this calendar. And she's like, Ryder's going to be there. He's the most eligible bachelor in L.A. He has to do his photo shoot.
Yeah.
But he's going to blow it off, and he doesn't show up.
Oh, to the photo shoot?
To the photo shoot. He just doesn't go. And she's, like, disappointed. And Davey shows up, and he's like,
what a piece of shit. What about the calendar makers?
Exactly, the calendars. Davey shows up, and he's like, oh, you're here. Oh, that's so weird. Ryder is in Temecula. And she's like, oh, with who? And he's like, a business partner. That's great. He's like, he's going to buy a winery. She's like, that sounds great. Business partner, whatever. Who cares? But he's really going to Temecula with Victoria because he blew her off the previous weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, man. And there we go.
It was about at this point in the movie that I realized that this was something I could sleep through a majority of and not miss anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally.
Not that I was tired when I watched this.
No, but you know, it's a good napping movie. So there's a party. Ryder's parents throw like this annual like charity gala party thing.
Okay.
Whose
parents?
Ryder's parents.
Okay.
Because that's what fancy LA people do.
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't have Christmas parties. They have Christmas charity galas.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Correct.
But the party like before the gala is more fancy than the actual gala. Like extremely way more fancy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, you put money into a sleigh. Everyone's dressed in formal apparel. And they're like, why are you here, Corey? That's so weird. We've heard all about you. And she's like, you have? Like, why?
Yeah.
What?
You know, she's seriously like, oh, that's strange. I just met this man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But apparently he tells them that he's great. And then Ryder like comes around the corner and he's like, here I am. Right?
Yep.
And she's like, oh, my God, you're here. I thought you were in Temecula. And he's like, oh, I didn't go. What?
And she, like, drops her glass. Like, not, like, actually drops it, but, like, it drops out of frame and then comes back up into frame. And the champagne in her glass never fucking moves.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. Like.
Wait.
Like.
Oh, she's, like,
she's holding a champagne glass.
Is this, like, a filming inaccuracy kind of thing?
Yeah.
But, like, super
But,
obvious?
Like, I think it was the prop. Like, I think there was Jell-O in the
to look like
champagne. Because it never moved.
But that makes sense. You don't want to spill on your costume, so you put Jell-O in there in a champagne color.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like,
or, you
come
know,
on,
like
fam.
We're grown-ups and we can hold the wine.
I don't know. Actors, you're giving actors a lot of credit, Drew.
That's true.
Yeah.
Actors aren't people.
So the next day is the dress up. They dress up in like funny, kooky costumes, like Jillian's a fairy for some reason. Ryder's a reindeer, of course, because he
with antlers.
With antlers. And Corey is like a little mint.
Yes, she's got like a peppermint fascinator.
Yeah.
I was like, I want one of those.
The picture just popped up on IMDb.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, oh.
Well, that's what she does. And the party happens, and the mom, Ryder's mom, is like, you know what? I heard you're a director. You could direct things here in L.A. Everyone's a director here, or an actor, or a writer, or something. So you should just do that.
I mean,
I know people.
Sure.
Right. She's like, and, I can get you a job here.
Yeah. And,
great.
You know, Corey's been doing, you know, Christmas pageants in her small town for children.
People moved to L.A., try to get that shit. And they work their whole lives and don't get that.
Right. Yes.
She's got it.
She's got the in.
So as she's like telling Ryder, she's like, your mom offered me a job. It's really great. I'm really considering it. And she goes off. And then what's her name? Jillian is like, hey, just so you know, I heard about Victoria. And you need to come clean and tell Corey before she finds out because she likes you and you like her. Mm-hmm. And if you went to Temecula with a woman, even if it's just business, like you should disclose that and not say it's a business partner.
Right. And like,
or it say you didn't end up going.
Right.
Right.
They like say you didn't go.
Right. It comes out that like they went on one date, but he didn't have a thing, like didn't enjoy it, but knows that Victoria still has a thing for him. He just never shut it down.
Yeah.
Oh, he just never officially shut it down.
We call that being a fuckboy.
Yes.
Yeah, you're a fuckboy, dude.
Yeah.
And now he's going after Corey.
Yeah, you're a fuckboy.
Right.
So
Victoria is totally thinking they're dating, of course. And as he is telling Corey, he's like, so this thing happened with Victoria. I don't have feelings for her. Victoria shows up and it's like, hello, I went to Temecula and you never came.
Well, at least he's telling the truth.
Right?
At least he's telling the truth.
Yeah. And she's like, how could you do this to me? You made me look like a fool. And, you know, we're done. We're over. And he's like, we weren't dating. And then Corey's like, you were dating? And she runs off. She's so mad. You know?
He's like, no, I said we were not. No. We're...
She's like, that's it. That's it.
I literally said the opposite.
Right.
Ah.
I know. So the Christmas pageant.
Women, am I right?
She goes back to her hometown. The Christmas pageant happens. The kids sing the strangest Christmas song I've ever heard. And I recorded it, but it's not on my iPad, so I'll just sing a little bit for you.
Yeah.
It's like, if Santa was a football hero, he would have something to say.
Shut up.
I just remember the melody. Da 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 da.
Shut up.
But I know Santa was a football hero.
They march while they sing it.
They march.
If Santa was a football hero?
Yeah. That's a lyric. What? I don't know. I don't know where this came from, and I don't know what it is. And it was truly shocking, and it's supposed to show that she's a great director.
Yeah, I wouldn't hire her.
I mean, it was a choice. She made a choice. That's the first step to directing. You have to make a choice.
You have to decide a thing.
Mm-hmm. So she decided to have the march singing about Santa as a football hero.
If Santa was a football, like,
I will forever have that stuck in my head now. If Santa was a football hero, it's so 90s. I love it.
Oh my God, man. That's
it's crazy.
Because no matter what the lyrics are after that, it doesn't matter.
It's all you need to know.
It's a football hero.
Santa was a football hero.
And they're
hero.
Not even dressed up in football outfits or something. I'd be like, oh, wow, okay, that was a choice. But
no, they're all in
the Christmas costumes.
It would be one thing if it was like a high school football game.
Yes.
No. Just a random.
Children singing about Santa being a football hero.
Okay.
Sure. Wow. Whatever. Wow. Whatever. So
that might
Corey gets on stage.
Be a poor opinion.
Yeah. Corey gets on stage. She's like, hi, fam. Thanks for coming to my amazing show I directed. I'm actually leaving the town. This is the last one we're ever going to do. So goodbye forever. I'm moving to LA.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Oh, because as the performance is happening, this is very important. Oh, I forgot because it's so important.
Yeah.
She's opening a present that she gets from Ryder.
Yes.
And the present is the clock. He fixed the clock.
And so now it's working.
So the clock is working. So now she knows that he can fix clocks and she loves him.
Correct.
Yeah.
So they...
There's not a lot of clocks. So he fucking has it. So he's a clock master or whatever they're called.
He fixed the clock and that's
what's
enough
clock,
for her.
What's a clock tinkerer?
I don't know.
It's like, you know how people work on shoes?
Yeah.
They're called cobblers.
A clocksmith?
And there's a clock. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Don't know.
I feel like there's a weird name for
that. A time turner?
Sure. Well, we'll figure it out. So Corey and Ryder make up. They kiss.
Uh-huh. While Jillian sings yet another song.
She does, and she's actually a good singer.
She was very good, but why?
Sure. I don't know. I mean, if she was like a musical Broadway actor, it would make more sense than an action star, but she sings multiple times in the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
For no reason.
For no reason.
They're just like, hey, you actually have a good voice. You should sing.
I mean,
the actress is like, okay.
Yeah.
You got to fill time.
Got to do it.
But yeah, so she is going to move to LA and she's going to do Christmases in her hometown. Mm-hmm. The end.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
Yep.
Cool.
Oh, wait, I forgot. And the dad's body
is
still in the basement.
In the basement. Because he fell through the floor.
Yes. So on the podcast, we either poured up and put
a
cork in it.
And the dad's body is still hidden in the basement.
Rebecca, we'll start with you.
Oh, good.
What are you going to do to this movie?
Well, I find it very sketchy that they spent 4 days together and know that they want to spend all of the rest of their Christmases for the rest of their lives together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
However, I am going to pour it up.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you need a good nap with some background noise, this is the feel-good movie to just sleep
through. That is a very good reason to pour it up.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Drew, how about you?
I'm going to pour it the fuck up.
Yes.
Because of the Santa.
football hero.
Look, if Santa was a football hero, he would.
I'm going to play you the clip after we are done recording.
Because
it's on my phone. I recorded
this episode will end with that sound bite. That song.
Okay.
Amazing.
And maybe all episodes ever from now on. Forever.
I mean, I will send you the clip. You can do whatever. You're the editor. Do whatever you want. Yes.
Yeah, I'm poor. Yeah,
okay, that's wonderful. Just like,
I mean, and I actually, they tried to make it complicated, but it's just like a really simple thing.
Simple. So
you knew
simple.
Exactly how it was going to end as soon as it started.
Yep. I knew it, yeah.
Yes. I am also going to pour it up.
Small town. I was like, yeah, no, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pouring it up because I like the fact that the female actually left the town and the man didn't stay in the town and run the antique store. I like that she was like, no, you can run the antique store yourself, Mom, with this other guy. And the Mindy, the girl from Glee, is going to do the Christmas pageant. I don't need to do all this crap.
No.
I'm going to go live my life, which is good. Like, that should be a message that should be conveyed.
Sure.
You know, and then spending Christmas in your hometown. What's better than that?
Perfect.
What's better than that?
And then this movie was a story of how this movie got made and she directed it.
Exactly. And also it did a good job at like being Christmassy, like in October, which I was like, okay, I'm not like annoyed by this.
So
you know
it wasn't
what I mean?
Not too Christmassy,
just like a wintry.
Wintry love story.
Right.
Okay.
So I was into it.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Wonderful. That wraps up our conversation about a Merry Christmas match. But now we will do a Candace.
Yeah.
Candace Cameron-Bure. Okay, what you say, Candace Cameron Bure, the segment where we watch Candace's Instagram and we talk about it.
What did she say?
So I've been stockpiling these for months because I knew we would have 25 episodes to record in a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
So I have some Candace stuff. Very good. Good Candace material. She's delivering on that Instagram because she's hawking all her Christmas stuff.
Right.
She's the queen of Christmas.
The what of Christmas?
She's the queen.
The queen.
Not the queen. She's the queen.
Got
of Christmas.
It.
Yeah, we
all
started.
So if you didn't know,
it was only because he said queen instead of queen.
I said
one
it by
time.
Accident.
Oh, okay.
I drank like a nitro and had trouble speaking. I was like so caffeinated. I'm like, blah, 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 blah.
And we also inhaled a ton of nitrous oxide.
Sure.
Oh, good.
Oh,
I mean, you
always.
Got to.
We did a
always.
Ton of whippets before the show. Like constantly throughout the show.
All right. So here is our clip.
This is Car Chronicles. I feel like it's been a while since I've been in here and talked to you.
Oh, bummer.
I'm going to get a very much needed facial because I have some stuff going on.
You literally are using a ring light, so we can't see it.
And all of the team there. Tomatoes! I love sharing my garden with people. That's what I do because I can't possibly eat them all myself. So I bring them to work. I bring them to friends. I bring them to my doctor and all the nurses and people that work there. I have a big announcement.
Uh-oh.
That will actually be coming tomorrow.
Stop.
But I'm giving you a heads up.
I fucking hate
her.
There
is a huge Christmas collection giveaway going on. Tune in tomorrow.
Stop.
P.S. Why did I get in my car? And there's Christmas music playing.
Oh my God.
It's too early for Christmas music for me.
But
the planning of decorating.
But
yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just played it for that little end where she's like, Christmas is too it's too early, people.
She's
it's
too filming early, a Christmas people. Movie.
Christmas though.
But Christmas ornaments and Christmas everything.
Christmas.
Only the queen of Christmas would say in the same breath, Christmas is coming too early, but buy my Christmas ornaments. Love it. I never change, Candace. God
bless
damn.
Her. You know what?
So good.
She had that bag of tomatoes, like little tiny tomatoes.
Yes.
And I thought she was going to show like a, I thought she was going to say it was a bag of like, bouncy balls because it looked like a bag of bouncy balls. She's like, I got a bag of bouncy balls. She shakes them around and they bounce.
Wouldn't put it past her.
If she did that, I'd be like, I love her. I fucking love her now.
There you go.
I don't know why that would make me love her, but
easy to win over.
Yeah, I'm an easy man.
Great.
I'm a fuck boy.
Okay. Yes, we know what that means now, Rebecca. I've always wondered.
You're
so thank you for
welcome.
That.
I probably used that in
thank
the wrong
you
context,
for
but.
That. All right. Rebecca, do you have anything you'd like to plug in the pluggy time of the podcast?
Sure. You can follow me on Instagram, either at Rebecca Fries or RebeccaFries_CPT. One is fitnessy and one is like angsty. So,
and
yeah,
kitty-y.
Enjoy. Oh, yeah, so many
very,
videos
very
of my
kitty-y.
Cat.
If you love kitty.
He's adorable.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what mine is, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Drew, how about you?
Yeah, you can find me at Drew, but with pants. You can also check out my band, The Limbos. We're on Spotify and all the places that you get music and stuff.
Yes, wonderful. All right, well, thank you both for being here.
Thank
You're welcome.
You.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
In October. But in December, because this will come out December 1st.
And I hope you all had a great Halloween.
Yes, and a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that happened as well.
I don't give a shit about things.
All right. Well, yes. Thank you, listeners, for checking back in with Lifetime in Court. We watch these movies so you don't have to. And good Lord, do we watch these movies so you don't have to. Please don't watch this movie.
don't even worry about it.
Give us a little Christmas call at 872-267-4117, and maybe we'll play your Christmas wishes on the podcast.
Yeah, I think like you should like just call and say like what you want for Christmas.
That's cute.
And we'll
put it out
listen.
There.
Yeah.
We'll put it out into the universe, and maybe Santa Claus was a football hero, he'll get you those presents.
Yeah. Yes. Insert clip here. Okay, bye.